Well, welcome to this content marketing course special podcast. The goal here is to share 10 reasons why podcasting is so vital to your content marketing program and, quite frankly, for the sales and marketing of your organization. So 10 things. One, podcasting builds a rapport with your audience when they can actually hear your voice. It's one thing to read the written word, which is important, and a good percentage of your audience will value that, but hearing your voice builds a deeper connection. Creating an audio file or podcast is really quite simple. You don't need a fancy studio. In fact, all you need is your smartphone, like I'm recording this podcast on right now on my iPhone. It's really simple. Three, interviewing other people in your market space is a great way to create good content. You don't have to be creating unique stuff from scratch every time you produce a piece of content. Interview others in your space, interview thought leaders, and have them do it for you. The beauty of podcasting is that when a show is done, it's really easy to share that on the social web. When you have an interview with someone, to tweet it, to put it on Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+, and any other social channel you can think of, podcasts become very, very easy content to share. And those ideas, if they resonate, can spread. And just like regular content, the written word on a blog post, when you publish content that includes a podcast, that just becomes indexed content on the search engines just like anything else. And the key is to keyword it appropriately. But don't discount the power that podcasts have on the search engines and your search engine optimization. Reaching out to potential guests and spending quality time with them during the broadcast and getting to know them in that deeper way is very, very much high-end networking. And in that kind of networking case, all parties win. You get a good interview and you get connected to an individual. You get good content to share. Your guest gets connected to you and you leave them with a piece of content that they can share, which makes them look good. So high-end networking with all parties winning. The other advantage of your audio podcast is that they're available 24/7. It's not like your show is live on WSB 680 AM. You can only listen to it at 6 AM on Tuesday mornings. Podcasts are available 24 hours a day. If your guest is a prospect, then the experience and the interaction with that guy and the interaction you have with them and the chance to share their story on your broadcast is a kick-ass sales call. Don't ever forget that. Inviting your potential guests to a business-themed podcast is a much easier approach than cold calling them, and quite honestly, far more effective. If you're trying to sell them something, they're going to be defensive. If you're offering a chance to share their story on your radio show, a whole different approach. And finally, any interaction with a guest on your podcast, as a result, you will build rapport, you will build trust, and you'll generate a friendship, and that's all expedited. So it's much, much easier selling to an individual where you have that rapport, trust, and friendship. So those are just 10 quick ideas on the power of podcasting.